USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The United States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Supreme Court on Monday agreed to take up a key abortion case next term concerning a controversial Mississippi law that banned most abortions after 15 weeks, bringing up a potential challenge to 1973's Roe v. Wade. A term of the Supreme Court begins by statute on the first Monday in October. According to the monitoring group AAPI, security forces have killed at least 802 activists in Myanmar since the military took power in a February 1st coup. Some 4,120 activists have now been arrested, charged, or sentenced in the military's continued crackdown on protesters. The army has in recent days been fighting militias in the Indian border state of Chin, where martial law was declared. Myanmar, formerly called Burma, is in Southeast Asia. Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers says he cracked a rib taking a spill on a bicycle, but he's on the mend. Nick was injured late Saturday while filming an undisclosed project, and it was serious enough that he needed medical attention at a nearby hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll released Monday found New York City mayoral hopeful Andrew Yang's support has dropped among Democrat voters, while Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams holds a slim lead in the race. Adams scored the support of 18% of the primary voters in the WPIX 11 Emerson College survey. The sample consisted of 1,013 registered city voters. Attempting to unmask the mask mandates in America, confusion and exceptions are making it tough to know where we stand. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores.
While the United States is flying drones around the surface of Mars, Saturday China safely landed their first rover on Mars. But we may face a bit of a wait before we see the rover's first view of Mars. China's first attempt to reach the surface of another planet was a success. The project Zhurong will perform diagnostics and move off its landing platform in the next few days, and that its first photos are expected around the end of the month. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.